Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. It is April 17, 2021. And welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. Folks, we are truly living in the end days. We are living in the end times, and I am trying to do my part with the lead of the Holy Spirit to just encourage each and every single one of us, each and every one of you, to just let us seek the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind. Let us hope in Him. Let us depend on Him. Let us trust in Him. Let us just not put our confidence and our hope and our trust in man. Let us not put our confidence, our trust, our hope in the government of this world. Let us not put our confidence, our trust, and our hope in the pharmaceutical industry, in medicine. Yes, medicine is here to help us, and there are things that keep us comfortable in certain ways, and, you know, we know doctors are here to help us in certain things, but man have perverted everything. Man have turned that which is holy and righteous and true, that which is pure, they have turned it into lasciviousness. They have turned it for evil. What God meant for good, man had turned it around for evil. Man, the Bible tells us that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? So, I have to try and make myself comfortable here, folks. Try and make myself comfortable. The heart of man is desperately wicked. We cannot put our trust and our confidence in man, in princesses, in the government of this world, in the doctors. Some of the doctors, yes, but folks, the enemy is like a roaring lion right now, roaring about, seeking and searching whom he may devour. And we can't allow ourselves to be devoured by the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. You know, the Bible tells us this, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. When I think of the fact that the government of this world, not just of the United States, but of the entire world, including the Caribbean, Africa, on every continent, on every island, literally the governments, they are enforcing, they shouldn't be enforcing vaccines. They shouldn't be enforcing anything at all on people. They should, the only thing, I mean, I was about to say the only thing they should be enforcing is the word of God, but not even the word of God people should be forcing on people. People should, with their own hearts and mind and soul, just do according to their own, you know, their conscience. I mean, for those of us who seek God, who fear Him and trust Him, then yes, we put our focus on Him, but even when Yeshua, folks, yeah, sorry, some reason I got cut off. Since when Yahushua walked the earth, he wasn't forcing anyone to believe in him. He was just preaching the word. He was just preaching the truth. So if the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's not forcing each and none of us to serve him, to love him, to follow after his truth. He's not giving us, he gave us free will to choose. And he's not telling us, if we don't choose Yeshua, you know, the Holy Father is not telling us, if you don't choose me, then I'm going to cut off your water supply. I'm not going to make the sun shine on you. The sun only is going to shine on those who love me and keep my commandment. Our Heavenly Father is not saying to the atheists, if you don't serve me, you're not going to have any water to drink. You're not going to have any food to eat. You're not going to get no sunshine on you. I'm going to take the breath out of your body. And if the God of the universe, who is holy and right and righteous and true and just, and his ways are righteous and holy and true and just, if he is not forcing anything down our throat, we have to, with our own free will, our own free mind, choose him. He said, I place before you this day, open up, life and death, blessings and curse. He said, but he encouraged us to choose life. The Bible tells us that the Bible encouraged us to choose life, to choose life. So, since the Most High, since Yeshua, who is God in the flesh, is not forcing us, he's not giving us an ultimatum. He said he caused the sun and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Why is man giving us an ultimatum? Why is the governments of this world giving us an ultimatum? Saying, threatening us if we don't, like in some countries, my little island, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Prime Minister is literally enforcing the vaccine. We just had a volcanic eruption just a week ago, and it's still erupting. But I think the bad part of it is already gone. We just had a volcanic eruption, and it's really, really bad there. And there was evacuation from the red zone. And there were ships lined up to take the people to other Caribbean islands. And the government was enforcing the vaccine. It said, if you don't take the vaccine, you cannot go on the ship. Now, this is draconian. And the ship, you know, the ships are saying, no, we're not saying that. You can come on the ship without even taking the vaccine, but the government is telling them, oh, you cannot go on the ship without taking the vaccine. But thank God, my people there in St. Vincent, they are very tough skin. They are very thick skin, I should say. They're not going to let nobody push them over. They are going to stand up for their rights, and that's what the world needs to do. That's what the people, the masses used to do, need to do. Stand up for their rights. Stand up according to your own conscience, especially those of us who call ourselves Christians. How can we be Christians when we end up shining as lights in the darkness? We are in darkness right now. And we need to shine. The Bible tells us that Yeshua is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. And the Bible tells us that Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. So if Yeshua said that we are the light of the world, and our light need to be shine. We need to shine our light so that others may see and glorify the Father in heaven. And he said, those of us who are shining the light, we cannot hide under a bushel, but we have to have our light upon a pedestal so that others could see. What does it mean, actually? It means that these are times, these are days when we have to allow our light to shine in the darkness. How? By standing up against this draconian society, these draconian governments. We need to stand up and say, no, we will not take the vaccine. We have the blood of Yeshua inside of us. He died that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. He took on our infirmities, our sicknesses, our diseases. He died that we might live. And so we're not taking the vaccine because we have the blood of Yeshua flowing through our veins, and we will be all right. That's how your light is going to shine, by having faith in the Most High God, by having faith in Yeshua. How are we supposed to shine the light? By standing up in faith and by having the Most High God do wondrous miracles in us and through us. How else is he going to do the miracle in us and through us unless there is a situation where he can do the miracle? We have to show the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age that we are not afraid of them, that we are not afraid to go up against their lies, to go up against this evil in the dark of the world. We need to go up against the lies that this vaccine is going to save anybody's lives. This vaccine, folks, is not going to save anyone's life. The Bible tells us life and death is in the hands of God. And no one, is going to be saved by anything that man do. Man, Lucifer, did come. Lucifer, through wicked men, is working the works, folks. We are living in the last days. There are worse things to come. If we can't stand up against those bastards right now, if we can't stand up against them with this, this is just the beginning of the tribulation. If we can't stand up and stand firm in the Word of God, what's going to happen when worse comes? Yeshua said, when he comes back, will he find faith? Will he find anybody on the earth with faith? In John chapter 12, verse 25 tells us, He that love his life shall lose it. He that love his life in this world shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. What does this mean? It means that especially for Christians, it means that for those of us or for those of you out there that love your life so much in this world that you're willing to believe the ungodly. The Bible tells us that blessed is he who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he shall be as a plant, a flourishing plant by the rivers of water. So, the Father. Blessed is he who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So, folks, those of us who do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, these are ungodly men. The Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is an ungodly man. And they are counseling the people to put this thing in their arm. It has nanoparticles in it. And it works with your genes to prick your genes or to activate your genes to go up against this virus. Meanwhile, they say the virus is mutating, which I don't believe anything these people say. And they think the vaccine, it's 95% effective, it's 90% effective. When now they have to take Johnson & Johnson off. They have to put a hole on Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, and so many people already took it, folks. People are so anxious to go line up like sheep to the slaughter to go put this thing in their body. The Bible said, the fearful and unbelieving shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Are you fearful to believe in the things of the Most High God and unbelieving unto his word, but you believe the words of man that they say, take the vaccine is going to save your life, even though there are so many, a lot of people are just listening to mainstream media. They're not listening to alternative news, which is the truth behind the scenes. But there are so many testimonies out there of doctors and nurses and scientists that come out and say that the vaccines are not really saving lives, because you can still get to, you're not immune from the COVID. You can still get the COVID, but it will lessen the impact. What the crap? What do I want that for when there are doctors that comes out and say that if you make sure that you have, vitamin D sufficient in your body and vitamin C and all these vitamins that, help to keep the immune system strong, you'll be fine. Why are they not promoting healthy eating, healthy food, healthy lifestyle? Why are they so quick to whip up something in a lab and plunge it into your body just because it makes them a lot of money? Just because it's all about putting money in their pockets. And a lot of the CDC and a lot of these other big organizations actually have a stake in these vaccines, in the money, the revenues from this vaccine. Jed. Jed. Come, please. Why? I'm sorry, folks. I have a dog here that I'm babysitting, and this dog is literally behaving bad. Sorry, folks, I'm just... He that love his life. Do you love your life so much? You think the vaccine is going to save your life? You're going to lose it. He that hate his life in this world shall find it. I hate my life in this world. I hate the fact that we constantly have to fight the enemy. We constantly have to fight illnesses and sicknesses and diseases. And we have people in our lives and around us who we war with and we fight with and we argue with and we get sad and sick, and we have to watch our loved ones get sick and die and lose their mind. And folks, why would I love this life when the life that Yeshua went to prepare for me is waiting there for me? If I'm going to die, I'd rather die from a natural death than die from a vaccine, to be honest with you. I know that my Father created our body in a way to heal itself. And he have the light, he have his blood, and he have the light coursing through our veins, coursing through our body. That will save us. And it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. Matthew chapter 3, verse 3 tells us, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. The same John had his remnant of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Folks, John the Baptist didn't have a place to lay his head. He didn't have an elegant table by which to sit and eat steak and wine and exotic food. We lived in the wilderness. No proper place to lay his head. He was a burning fire for the Lord. He roamed about in the wilderness. He probably lived in a cave, folks. And we have pastors and preachers and popes and priests and cardinals walking around in the best raiment, expensive gowns and raiment and elegant places and expensive furniture and the best of everything, and some of them are flying around in private jets and have servants waiting on them hand and foot, and they're drinking, they're brushing their teeth in the sink made from pure gold. We have John, a prophet. The Bible said there was no greater person that was ever born of a woman than John the Baptist. And we have these freaks running around in the best attire, sleeping and eating and drinking the best that society has to offer, traveling in style, having people admiring them and bowing down to them. And there we have John eating locusts and insect and wild honey. And his clothes wasn't soft cotton or silk or satin. Well pressed by a servant, well tailored by the best. No. He was wearing camel's hair and leather girdle around his waist, probably from a sheep or a camel. That begs to wonder if we are here for a short period of time and we're strangers and pilgrims on this earth, why are we even fussing and worrying about the things and the ways of this world? Why are we even fearful of the things that we see before us? Why are we struggling to become rich, to have the best of everything, only to leave it behind? Why are we not using that same energy, that same strength, that same mind, to focus on the things of heaven that last forever, to tell others, to draw others, to bring others to him? Folks, I don't know. I'm doing my part, and even if it's just one person that's listening today, and that will make a difference in a person's life, then it's well worth it. It's well worth it. John chapter 12, verse 25, he that loves his life shall lose it. Folks, you don't see nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. There is a time coming where man's heart is going to fail them. Time to repent. Time to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and allow the Most High God to add all other things that are needed unto us. We are not our own. We are not alone. The Lord God said, Jesus, Yeshua said, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Folks, it's a tough, tough, tough times we are living in. And we have to say, like the three Hebrew men, we're not going to bow down to you, O Nebuchadnezzar. We're not going to bow down to you, O King. We're not going to do what you ask us to do, even if it means certain death. But we know of the Lord our God. He will deliver us from your hands. And if he doesn't, well, so be it. But we know that the God we serve is able to deliver us. And this is what we have to say. This is what we have to stand for in these last days. We have to say, we know that the Lord our God will deliver us. Matthew 24:21 tells us, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. The great tribulation, folks, we only now begin to see. Never again it is going to be like this. And except those days shall be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So, what the Word of God is telling us here, it's just going to be great tribulation. You haven't seen tribulation yet. We haven't even begun to see the trials, the troubles, and the tribulation that's going to beset mankind. And Yeshua say, if he doesn't shorten the days, if he doesn't come back, there is going to be no one, no flesh saved upon the earth. He said, but for the elect's sake, the elect of the Most High God, those days are going to be shortened. So what does this tell us? Prepare for slaughter. Prepare. Because many, many, many are going to die. Seems like many are going to die from this vaccine, from these vaccines. It's probably, I think it's called the purging. They're going to make it so difficult for people. At least that's what they're trying to do, to make life difficult. In the Caribbean islands, they're following after the beast. They're such blind leaders, the blind leading the blind. But the people of the Caribbean, I'm encouraging you to stand firm in your faith in the Most High God. Stand up against this draconian government. It's a more of you and less of them. You need to stand up. We all need to stand up and say, no, we're not going to take it. If some are suckered into taking it just to save their soul, just to save their life or their lifestyle, just to save their jobs, just to save their to get a muscle of bread, then it makes it difficult for the others. If everyone stand up against this government and said we refuse to take it, and if everybody, like everybody in that company, say we are not going to take it, and we decide, if they say you can't come to work, then I guess you have nobody to work. And if they want to hire new people, and the people say you have to take the vaccine to work, and the people say, nope, well, I guess I don't have a job. But you see, the fearful and unbelieving, they're fearful to lose their lifestyle, and they don't believe that the Lord God will deliver them out of the situation. And there is no faith in the world. There is no faith in Christians today. I remember the Lord said to me, I was talking to the Lord one night, and I was lying on my bed, and I was thinking about some family members and how they, you know, refuse to want to hear about the truth of the Word of God. And I said, Lord, what's going to happen to them? And immediately the Lord took me up on a high pedestal, and I looked down and I saw a sea of people. And the people, they were downcast. They were all gray, very gray and very lowly downcast. And as I looked down from the high place, it was a vision the Lord gave me. I was wondering why they're so gray and they have no color, and why are they so like the walking dead? And the Lord heard my thoughts and he said, and I was wondering who they were. I was wondering who were they and why are they like that? And the Lord said, that's the church. And he said, many of them are dead to me. I said, Lord, don't say that. Don't say that. I said, many of them are dead to me. He said, they have no desire to seek me. Oh, God, help me to have a desire to seek you, Lord. He said, they have no desire to seek me. They have no desire to love me. See, they have no desire to seek me, neither do they have any desire to love me. He said, many of them are going to church thinking that they're doing me a favor. Said they, I follow them wherever they go. I stand at the doors of their heart and I knock and I knock and they will not let me in. He said, and there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Folks, the church is dead to the Lord. Many are dead in the church. The church is a dead. It's a dead tree. Remember the Lord said to me, the church, religion, he said, religion is as a tree. It looks green and alive on the outside, but its roots are dead and rotten. Religion is rooted in apostasy. It's rooted. Its roots are dead and rotten. There is no, in other words, there is no root. There is no sustenance. There is no life in religion. What do we do in these last days? How do we fare? We put our trust in the Lord. We wait on him. Folks, in Revelation, see, Revelation chapter 8, and verse 8 tells us, it says, the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And it tells you like a third of so many different part of life is, had died out. Actually, the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth. and the third part of the tree were burnt up, and the third, and all the green grass were burnt up. When the second angel sounded, and it was a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea. And the third part of everything that was in the sea died. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. Everything is burning, burning, burning. A great star from heaven burning as if were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the water became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter or they were poisoned. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sound was smitten. And the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. And so the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise, and beheld. And I beheld and heard an angel flying to the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to them, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet and the three angels that are yet to be sung. Folks, death and destruction is coming. We haven't seen anything yet. This is just the beginning of sorrows. My admonition is to let us repent. Let us turn away from our sins and our iniquities. Let us not put our trust in men. Men have never been able to save anyone. Yes, they can help prolong your life with certain medicine and with certain condition. But folks, be realistic. This vaccine is not going to save anyone's life. The blood can save us. Yeshua have already come. He said, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So, folks, let us hold fast our faith in Yeshua, our heart and our soul and our mind. Not man. Wow. This is all for tonight. Good night and have a blessed day.